The U.S. Africa Command, AFRICOM, got a big boost this week in the form of boots on the ground to fight the Ebola outbreak.
Faced with this outbreak, the world is looking to us, the United States, and it's a responsibility that we embrace. We're prepared to take leadership on this to provide the kinds of capabilities that only America has.
The 3,000 troops President Obama is sending to join the forces already operating on the African continent bring AFRICOM, created in 2008, to a troop level of 5,000, while the other Pentagon commands, CENTCOM, PACCOM, SOUTHCOM, NORTHCOM, EUCOM, TRANSCOM, SOCOM, and STRATCOM, have variously been involved in disaster relief or nation-building around the world, disease control is a new type of mission altogether. Joining us is African policy scholar Laura See, who's assistant professor of government at Colby College. Welcome, Laura.
Thanks for having me.
So what can 3,000 troops do to confront Ebola, and how different is this from the kinds of military adventures that the U.S. has had in Africa up till now?
Well, it's very different. This is the first time the U.S. has undertaken a humanitarian-type mission, especially one having to do with a public health problem. Really, since the Somalia intervention in the early 1990s, you know, most people are familiar with that because of the Black Hawk Down incident that essentially ended that intervention. But this is new territory entirely. American forces are primarily going to play a role in logistical support, particularly providing an air bridge to get supplies and personnel into the region, training local health workers and avoiding the transmission of Ebola, proper use of protective equipment. They're going to be building several health facilities and using the U.S. military's engineering expertise to get those facilities up and running as quickly as possible.
You mentioned the Somalia incident, and that deployment took place long before AFRICOM even existed, and that famine relief mission evolved into a, take out the warlords mission, which is what Black Hawk Down eventually, was the problem that resulted there. Do you think AFRICOM is more capable in this situation to do famine relief and something like the Ebola disaster?
We know that AFRICOM has certainly thought through these issues quite a bit more. I mean, we have to remember that the Somali incident took place right after the end of the Cold War, when the United States was struggling not just what to do with its military power in Africa, but what to do with its military power worldwide. These enormous forces we had amassed during the Cold War, should they be used for humanitarian-type missions where traditional geostrategic interests were maybe not at stake? Those were the questions that were going on. Those questions are still open today, but they're a bit more settled, and I think that, you know, AFRICOM learned quite a few lessons from that. They've certainly studied it. They are not looking to make those kinds of mistakes again. But of course, this is a very, very different situation. They will be in Liberia and regional countries at the request of those countries, specifically for a humanitarian mission. And the potential for mission creep, I think, is significantly less here because we're not dealing with situations where there are active warlords, people actively trying to bring down these regional governments that the forces will be working with.
In that sense, though, is it possible that confronting successfully the Ebola crisis might represent an even bigger milestone for the Pentagon, thinking about its 21st century role than what's going on in the Middle East right now?
I think the Pentagon would love for this to be a success story, for a way that American military might and particularly logistical capability are used to show that America is an ally of the countries in this region. The flip side of this, of course, is that there is a lot of suspicion of AFRICOM throughout the continent, and that includes in Liberia and Sierra Leone and Guinea, and they're going to have a base, an intermediary base in Senegal. People are wary of exactly what it is that AFRICOM is doing and its other activities, particularly its anti-terror activities. They're concerned that some of the things they've learned about on the news, like, you know, people in wedding parties being accidentally killed by drones in Pakistan or Yemen, there's a lot of fear that that could happen in Africa. I think the reaction will be mixed, as it should be in any large population.
Laura See is an African politics scholar and assistant professor of government at Colby College. Thanks so much, Laura.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.